today's show brought to you by the Entertainment Radio Network and presented in part by Craftsman. Trust in your hands. Here's your host.
Hey, everybody. It's Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports. I'm Alan Taylor. Our show is brought to you in part by Craftsman, America's most trusted tool brand. We appreciate Craftsman for their involvement. So most of us know a guy named Dave Despain. He has been doing a show for years called Wind Tunnel. And today, just matter of fact, yesterday on Friday, his show debuted on the Dave Despain Show on MAV TV. And we have him on the show here to talk about it today. Dave, well, first of all, congratulations. Let's talk about your new show.
My pleasure. What a great gig this has turned out to be.
Well, you know, if we could just talk about what we love, I mean, how lucky are we, right?
Exactly. You just nailed it. You know, I've been doing this business full-time, making my living in television since 1982, if that's possible.
God bless
you. This is very close to the top in terms of just level of enjoyment. It's such a privilege to get to interview. I should back up. We are basically doing a half-hour racer interview show, a one-on-one, in-depth interview with the racer of that particular week. It's a weekly show every Friday night, re-airing on Sunday night. So last night's debut episode with John Force, for those who missed it, was a half-hour conversation with, you know, the all-time great funny car racer. And anybody who knows anything about John Force knows that's a pretty wild ride to have a half-hour conversation.
You know, I got to tell you, and isn't he the best, right?
Yeah, he's just fascinating. But the thing is, there are multiple levels to John, and this is kind of a constant that I think we see throughout the shows. In John's case, you have the wild and crazy guy who, you know, brags about setting himself on fire all over the world, and drag racing is just like sex, it lasts about 4 seconds, and all those lines that we've heard him do before.
Right, he saw Elvis at 1,000 feet.
Exactly. He tells the best version of the Elvis at 1,000 feet story I have ever heard.
And I heard it the first time about 10 years ago, so you know. So we've all heard it, I'm sure.
It probably has gotten better with the embellishment.
I think you're probably right. Exactly.
But the part about the Budweiser guys coming to rescue him, I'd never heard that.
He climbed
out of the car. And Kenny Bernstein was in the other lane when this happened, and was, you know, then the Budweiser king. So a couple of his crew guys come running over to try to rescue John in their Budweiser drive, you know, their Budweiser costume.
Oh, it's too funny.
And he thought somebody was bringing him a beer.
Oh my God!
Anyway, but the point is that underlying that is this really serious-minded, smart guy who tells a heartwarming story about his relationship with his wife.
Yeah,
which has been very strained by racing in a lot of ways.
Sure,
and he talks about, for the first time that I've ever heard, and he claimed the first time ever, first of all, how that came about, and B, how they reconciled that. And it's a fascinating commentary on racing. Short version is, his daughter, Ashley, when she became a championship-contending funny car racer, gained a new appreciation for what her dad had been going through his entire life.
I imagine so.
Passed that on to mom and said, you need to cut dad a little slack.
Wow.
And they had this whole, I mean, there's a lot more to the story. I don't want to give it all away.
Yeah.
But, the point of that, I think, is that in this context, this environment, you get the opportunity to dig until you get to those nuggets. And that's what makes the show special.
Well, guess what?
You haven't heard before.
We're going to do that with you on this show.
I'm in trouble.
No, I don't think so. I think you wear your heart on your sleeve there, and people can see what kind of a gracious man you are. And you've taught me how to be a better broadcaster just watching you, so thank you for that. We're going to take a break. We're talking with the great Dave Despain, everybody. His brand new show, which debuted last night, April 25th, on MAV TV. You can check it out, of course, at mavtv.com, mavtv.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, and great interviews like ours right now with Dave Despain. We'll be right back. The Craftsman C3 19.2-volt 3-speed impact driver boasts 3 user-selectable speeds to help you get your project done right. The low-speed setting helps with projects that require precise control. Medium speed prevents overdriving, and the high speed will give you the power and speed to get the job done fast, delivering up to 3,500 impacts per minute and over 1,600 inch-pounds of torque. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, brought to you in part by Motorsport.com. My friend Stephen Cole Smith at a racetrack somewhere, but I've got Dave Despain here, the man, the myth, the legend, the new Dave Despain show on MavTV.com. And our show is brought to you in part by Bridgestone, and they're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. Bridgestone tires. So we just talked about your debut show on MavTV, which happened Friday night. And everybody, from Friday night, from now on, you want to be watching MavTV, or, again, check them out at MavTV.com. You can probably see some of the excerpts there. But you had John Force on. The one thing I love about doing interviews like this, and I'm sure you do too, because I'm kind of, you know, I'm doing to you what you're going to be doing on your show, which is doing that long format interview. You really do get to talk about life and marriage and family and pain and struggle and happiness and joy, yeah. Right?
Exactly. It all in the context of racing. But the truth is, racers have real lives. They don't race, you know, 24/7, 365. The moments when they get to get in the car, they'll all tell you this. The moments when they get it to get into the car, that's what makes it all worthwhile, or on the bike or in the airplane or in the boat, whatever it might
be.
That's the payoff. But the rest of the, you know, surrounding stuff, and it's sometimes great stuff and sometimes horrible stuff, it really becomes kind of the yardstick for what kind of human being they are. They can all drive. That's, you know, that's a given. And they all have this intense competitive spirit, all the rest of that, the cliches that we all know, but underneath that is a you know, huge variety of very interesting human beings, and that's the stuff I like to get into. Sometimes they resist. Sometimes they don't want to talk. You know, they don't want to talk about that.
Right.
They don't want to open themselves up too much. They want to be the sort of cold-hearted ice man that'll cut your throat for a trophy. In reality, most of them aren't like that.
Right, exactly. Well, let's go way back with Dave Despain, a native of Fairfield, Iowa. You worked at a radio station, KMCD-AM, mm-hmm. local radio station, and you were a radio talk show host, just like I am, and you are, I'm sure, doing a lot of radio. Of course, you are right now, to this very day, but your show was called Dave Despain's Record Go Round. What was that show?
I was 16 years old in the high school speakers club. You got to remember, this is a little farm community of, you know, 7,000 people on a daytime radio station, 250 watts. It was pretty homespun. But once a week, the radio station donated an hour of its time to the high school speakers club to put on a radio show, give the kids an opportunity to, you know, sort of see what showbiz is like, and give mom and dad an opportunity to go, "Oh, isn't my kid special?" Well, I did that a couple of times, and as it turned out, did it well enough that the station manager said, "Hey, how'd you like to work the afternoon shift? You get out of school at 3:40, you can be here by 4 o'clock, you can work from 4 to 4:45, which is when we sign off in the wintertime.
Oh my gosh.
Play a few records." Sure. So that was how I got into the radio business. The radio business led me into the motorcycle public relations business. The story's long enough that I was a failed racer who wanted to figure out a way to make a living in the business. So became the PR person for the motorcycle racing series. That took me to Daytona in 1975, and ABC Wide World of Sports showed up at the last minute without an expert analyst for the motorcycle race. Producer said to me, "Go down on pit road with this cameraman, look in the camera, and tell somebody who doesn't know anything about motorcycle racing why they should watch the Daytona 200. I said, "Well, I could do that." I did that. They looked at it and said, "We've got ourselves an expert analyst."
That's
well, I stood
great.
Up there alongside Keith Jackson, and back when they had those gold blazers and looked like Century 21 agents.
Yeah.
And and it was me and Keith Jackson.
Oh my God!
To be more grammatical about it, that was my television debut.
I got to tell you,
skipped a lot of steps.
It's so funny because, honest to God, just last week I was on ABC on Kelly and Michael for my 15th year. Almost identical. Somebody got sick and they needed an automotive expert, and they said, "Hey, kid, can you do some, television?" They wanted somebody on Regis and Kelly at that time, and I go, "Sure."
Absolutely.
I was on once, and here I am, 15 years later, doing a week long, and it's but that's isn't that what America's all about? Just beautiful opportunity everywhere, right?
Well, when you blunder into the right place at the right time through none of your own doing,
I know.
The correct answer to that question is always, yeah, sure, I can do that.
That's right. Even if you can't. I love it. So how long did you get to do that?
It was a one-shot deal. I did that race.
Yeah.
And this starts to get a little complicated, but racing fans know some of the personalities involved. Ken Squire, one of the best-known NASCAR broadcasters ever, was at that time the anchor of the NASCAR radio network, and I knew him. I had worked with him on the radio network. Well, he saw that show and was at the time putting together a series of six motorcycle racing shows for CBS, with whom he had a relationship. He asked me if I'd like to be the expert analyst for those races.
Really love it. Just total.
We did those six. He put me. He long story short, he came up with a show concept of his own called Motor Week Illustrated. Sold it to Ted Turner. Hired me to be the host in 1982, and I've been doing it ever since.
All right, you hold tight. We're talking with Dave Despain, everybody. Brand new show, The Dave Despain Show on MAV TV. We're going to talk about Forrest Lucas, the owner of that, when we come back. I'm Alan Taylor. Stay with us.
Bridgestone presents Famous Moments in Bridgestone Tires. Today's episode, he'll be coming up the mountain.
The log-splitting title was on the line, but a downpour the night before made the mountain roads almost too treacherous for Stan the Beaver Smith to climb. Luckily, Stan's wife had just put Bridgestone Dueler tires on the truck, engineered for all-around performance for trucks and SUVs. So Bridgestone not only helped Stan split his logs, it helped him split with a first-place title.
Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. To learn more about Dueler's all-around performance, visit BridgestoneTire.com.
Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor. Our friend Stephen Cole Smith is out at a racetrack today, and I have a special guest, Dave Despain, from the Wind Tunnel Show. But now, as of last night on MAV TV, the Dave Despain Show, brand new. It is a one-on-one interview, a 30-minute face-to-face one-on-one with American racing legends and people that are people you want to get to know a little bit more. Our show is brought to you in part by Haynes Automotive Repair Manuals. They are the information resource for the DIY enthusiast, and they're the worldwide leader in automotive and motorcycle repair information for over 50 years. Dave Despain with us. He's telling us his life story, and it's just so fun to hear all this and how you got started and how many similarities there are between myself and you and a lot of broadcast people that we do it because we love what we do and we're at the right place at the right time. And the next thing you know, 20, 30, 40 years for you goes by and you've been doing it ever since.
It's about being in the right place and getting the opportunity. And that's true in a lot of walks of life.
It is, you're right.
I think the fact that the niche is fairly narrow, when you talk about sports broadcasting, that's a big pond. When you talk about race broadcasting,
right,
that's a pretty small pond, and it's easier to be a big fish.
Well, you know what else it is, too, after your 40 years of you've been on everything, ABC, CBS, ESPN, Speed, now, of course, on MAV TV, but you know these guys, and you know a lot of the behind-the-scenes stories. You know their families. You've watched them grow up in many cases. Some of them, You've been doing TV for twice as long as they've been alive.
One of the guys that we interviewed in the last session was Kenny Roberts, who was the first American to go off and win the World Motorcycle Road Racing Championship. And that's a fairly small niche within a fairly small niche. But also, in my mind, one of the most significant racing championships in the world. He was the first real important racer that I ever interviewed. When I was working in the little radio station in Iowa with big aspirations to have a motorcycle racing show, I went to a race where he was the 17-year-old hotshot kid coming up that everybody thought was going to be somebody, and I got to interview him as part of my demo reel, if you will.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, so to come back, you know, all these years later and get to sit and have a conversation with him about all the things that have transpired in the interim was pretty satisfying.
That's great. You know, you talk about demo reel. I mean, so everybody, Dave, of course, started in radio, and I'm an old radio guy as well. My father's been on the radio for 50 years. But the demo reel, my demo reel was guys like John Force and Jay Leno. And, I mean, some of the guys that are just,
sure.
You know, I mean, these guys are icons. And I'm just so happy to be able to call them friends. And like you said, they're more than just racers. They're human beings as well.
And you get to bask in their reflected glory.
Yes.
I mean, when you do an interview with John Force that makes him look good, that's your meal ticket.
Oh boy.
You got to keep your ego in check and remember, you know, who is the star of this interview. But if you can do that, you can ride that horse a long way.
Boy,
look at me. I'm 67 years old, still making a
right.
living at it.
No, it's great. And good for you, by the way. You've had a great career, but you've never lost that certain common touch that I know everybody who's listening can hear. You're a regular guy too. You're just you're a fan at heart, right?
Bingo. Yeah, that's how I got into it. And I've tried very hard through all these years. I'm not pointing a finger at anybody in particular, but in general, I think people who do what we do for a living sometimes take themselves way too seriously.
Oh boy.
I know it's true in the television business.
Yeah.
I ask myself and I tell my audience, it was part of my speech on the final edition of Wind Tunnel, why did we start going to racing in the first place? What attracted us to motorsports? Well, it's fun. It's
yep.
a lot of fun.
That's right.
And you need to never lose sight of that. Sure, it's big business. Sure, it's controversy. Sure, it's human drama. Sure, it's all these other things. And the deeper you get into it, the more complex it gets. But in the end, it's entertainment. It's
you know, something 100%.
We do for fun. Yep. So I try very hard to keep the fun in it.
Well, and also I think for you and me as interviewers, we have to somehow get below the skin of what the world sees of these people, of the stories, mm-hmm. and find something that, you know, that resonates somehow with the regular guy. I mean, yeah. at the end of the day, I mean, of course we love racing and all the rest, but what I really love is when I see that, you know, these racers that are icons, that are superstars, also have the same problems in their lives that I do. And what have they done to overcome them? What character did they draw upon, and who was their hero, you know?
Yeah. And those, it's not easy in a lot of cases to get, as I said earlier, to get racers to open up in general, but to talk about those things in particular. They don't like to reveal how they've done it. They want to keep that inside and keep it a bit mysterious, not so much in terms of their relationship with the fans, but in terms of their relationship with the other competitors. They're just not inclined to reveal very much about what makes them tick because they fear that somebody they've got to try to beat is going to gain an advantage from that.
Wow.
So it becomes a real challenge to get them to crack that door open.
Oh, that's a very astute observation, brother.
What happened, my experience has been, once you get that door cracked open and they feel comfortable talking about it,
yeah.
stand back because they're going to take off and go. And that's when you get the good stuff. That's
Boy.
When you get that's when you get the stuff that definitely makes the show and makes the promo real and all that.
No doubt about it. Well, I've had a few of those. I've had a few people like Carol Shelby come to tears talking about things. We'll talk about that. I still want to get to this gentleman named Forrest Lucas that has created this new opportunity for you, the owner of MAV TV.
You got to say nice things about Forrest.
Well, there's a lot of good things to say. We're talking to Dave Despain, and we're going to be right back. Stay with us. Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in electronic format with Haynes Manuals Online. You get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manuals, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices, and over 180 car, truck, and motorcycle titles are now available. The new Haynes Manuals Online are now available at Haynes.com. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, including a one-on-one interview with a guy who's going to do a one-on-one interview show called the Dave Despain Show. You know him from the Wind Tunnel. He did that for years, and now he's got his special one-on-one interviews with drivers and other personalities from across the diverse American racing landscape. My new friend, Dave Despain. Dave, thank you so much for being on the show with us.
My pleasure, Alan. This has been fun.
Yes, it has. It has. And I want to talk about a guy that I met at the Indy 500 a couple years ago, Forrest Lucas. He is the owner of MAV TV. And MAV TV is, you know how we were talking earlier in the show, how you and I happened to be at the right place at the right time when somebody mm-hmm. needed somebody to fill, you know, that unforgiving gap of, uh-oh, we don't have an expert, or, you know, we need somebody. Hey, how about you, kid? That's Forrest. When Speed decided, you know, and they decided over at Fox that they were going to do away with Speed, MAV TV was the right, he was the guy standing in the right place at the right time, don't you think?
I think so. And I think we'll see that pay off over the next, you know, some period of time, a couple of years, I would imagine. He's a fascinating character. I had never met him. I had interviewed him on Wind Tunnel. Felt that we made a bit of a connection, thought that we thought the same about things like grassroots racing. Didn't really know all the details of his story other than the homework that I'd done for that interview. So when Wind Tunnel went away, I called him and said, Forrest, I wonder if you believe that there is room on television for an in-depth racer interview show, because that's what I'd like to do. And long story short, he said there was, and his, you know, the people who run the network for him agreed, and so we made a deal. It was very, very easy to do.
You know what? Here's what you got to love about this guy, everybody. He is – Forrest Lucas is a truck driver, and he still looks, feels, sounds, acts like a hardworking, all-American truck driver that is, you know, had a lot of time following that white line down the road thinking about life, right?
You can relate to that, right?
Oh, because I was a truck driver for a while, and when I met him, I go, hey, by the way, I've got a CDL. He goes, really? And he shook my hand, and it's like, we're truck drivers, yay!
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Salt of the earth.
And, boy, I'll tell you.
And, you know, I mean, the story is legend. He had a little trucking company, had his own trucks. Wasn't happy with the lubricants that were available, thought he could do better. And then, you know, that's the phenomenal part of the story is just by dint of, you know, self-education and determination, figured out how to make lubricants that work really, really well. And now he's got 200 of them, and they sell them all over the world. And he's, got a blue $1 million. And,
yeah, right.
And what has never changed is his underlying love for racing. He's a race guy,
right.
And he figured out pretty early in the history of Lucas Oil that one way to promote the product was through racing. So he just put the Lucas name on a race car, little sprint car up in Michigan, I think it was, or Oklahoma. So I don't
right.
From there, built this empire, but never lost his enthusiasm for and passion about and ability to use racing to promote his product, witness MAV TV. So now this wonderful window of opportunity opens. Speed goes away. All the cable companies in America are looking for a racing network, and here comes MAV TV saying, hey, we got Dave Despain, we've got sprint cars, we got late models, we got boats, we got all this stuff. We'll be your racing network, and I think that's going to work. I hope so.
You know what? I got to think that at this point, he was so much the guy like you and me that was at the right place at the right time. Mm-hmm. Anybody'd have to spend $1 jillion to catch up to where he's at right now. Because first of all, he's got Dave Despain now.
Well, I'll take that call. But
there
thank
you go.
For that. But there's a huge difference between me and Forrest, between Forrest and I, and Forrest and me. What is that grammatic?
It doesn't matter.
Anyway,
it don't matter, Dave.
Between the two of us,
right.
And that is that I got there by dumb luck, and he got there by being smart and working hard.
That ain't true. I'm sorry. I think you guys are both smart. All right, here's the deal. So the new show that is now on MAV TV, MAVTV.com, everybody check it out. 30-minute one-on-one programs. Your last one, or your first one, was last night, Friday night. That was the debut of the Dave Despain Show. So moving forward, are you the difference between this show is going to be that you get this one-on-one time to dive deep with people, and do you get to be yourself? Do they hand you a script? How are you going to do this show?
I have a couple of researchers who do a tremendous job in gathering sort of all the background and the story you may not have heard, or the hint of a story that you might want to chase after. And from that point on, it's all me. I mean, it's all mine. I write the questions. I literally write down every question, put them in the order that I think will make sense, immediately deviate from that order.
After
the first question.
Right.
But I got an idea where I'm going.
Right.
I know what I want to ask.
You have a format you're trying to follow.
Yeah.
Trying to follow.
As far as being myself, sure, absolutely. I mean, and again, it's not about me. It's about the interviewee, but you asked. So one of the things, another way that I've been lucky, and I think you can kind of sum it up in two incidents. One was specific. Tim Richmond was coming back to NASCAR after NASCAR had learned that Tim had AIDS. But NASCAR did not want to tell the world that Tim had AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
NASCAR wanted another reason to get Tim out of the sport. And the reason became a drug test. And I said to the world that I thought if NASCAR wanted to be a big league sport, they needed to have a big league drug policy. And that did not sit well in Daytona.
Mm.
And the people down there tried to get me bounced out of my job.
Wow.
And to his everlasting credit, my dear departed friend Fred Reinstein and Ken Squire, the aforementioned, stood their ground and said, no, we're not going to fire him. And so, and that was in the 80s. I mean, that was in the Tim Richmond.
Whew, so, yeah.
Having survived one France family assault on my job, lo and behold, however many years later, wind tunnels rocking along about 5 years in, and another member of the France family decides that Speed would be better off without me, or at least without me talking about NASCAR.
Oh, my.
And to his enduring credit, Hunter Nickel, then president of the network, said, we're not going to fire Dave, and we're not going to tell Dave not to talk about NASCAR.
You guys are just
going to have to suck it up. So hats off to those two people. They allowed me to be myself. And, I mean, I'm not picking on NASCAR. I just tried to tell the truth about NASCAR the way I saw it, and NASCAR just happens to be particularly sensitive.
Well, you know what it is, Dave, is no matter what, we're in the business of show business. And it is business, ain't it?
Exactly.
So
I'm happy to have survived.
That's right. Right, we're going to take a break. Along the way, I'm going to ask you at some point, who is your hero? Who is Dave Despain's hero? Everybody's special guest, Dave Despain, his new show, The Dave Despain Show, on MAV TV on Friday nights. Right, Dave? We're going to take a little break. Stay with us, everybody. Have you been dreaming about upgrading your car's stereo system, but you don't want an amplifier the size of a suitcase taking up all the space in your car? You need to check out Kenwood, the number one mobile electronics brand in the country. With Kenwood, you can get the power you need and still have plenty of room for that junk in your trunk. Learn more by visiting liveconnecteddriveconnected.com and to find a Kenwood dealer near you. Well, you're listening to Stock Car Radio. I'm Alan Taylor, all things motorsports on this show each and every week, talking about, well, whatever we can find to talk about in the world of motorsports. And tonight, it happens to be one of my personal heroes, Dave Despain. His new show is The Dave Despain Show on MAV TV, and our show brought to you in part by Brembo, the choice of champions, Brembo Brakes. Dave Despain, you know, normally we're talking about what's happening, who's racing this weekend, and all this and all that. But when I heard I had a chance to interview you, it's like I told Steve, I said, Steve, go to the races, have fun. We're putting the show on hold. I got to talk to Dave Despain.
I hope Steven will forgive me.
Oh, he's having a blast. Are you kidding me? It's like normally he's on his cell phone calling in for the show anyway, so he's happier than that. So I always, you know, I've had a few interviews along the way. I think I might have mentioned I interviewed Carroll Shelby. when he was about 83. Yeah, an amazing interview. We went down the road of, you know, talking about his life and his family and just all those different things. And I asked him a question along the way that actually brought a tear to his eye. And I'm going to ask you in a little bit. And that is, who's your hero? I'll tell you who his hero was and how interesting it was for me to learn this. It was his father. And I said to him, I said, Carol, I said, you know, I've got guys like Dave Despain that are my hero. And you, of course, Carol, I said, who's your hero? And he goes, my hero? He's 83 years old, right? He probably hadn't thought that in a long time. And he said, well, that'd be my father. And he just, you know, put his hand in his face. And it was an amazing thing to experience.
Right.
And then I said, I don't know about your father. You know, tell me. And he says, my father was a rural mail carrier. And he went on to tell this story that was so epic. And I got to tell you, I get chills thinking about it to this day. So my question for you is, and in the next segment, I'm going to ask you about your hero. But for now, has there been an interview that you've done along the way in any of the different shows that you've done, including Wind Tunnel and the rest? And hopefully, you know, even in your new show, the Dave Despain Show, you're going to have these kind. But is there one that you walked away from going, wow, that was awesome?
Yeah, we did a talk with Alex Zanardi about the time that he was making his return to racing after losing both legs in the horrendous IndyCar crash in Germany. And I was a little apprehensive about it. I had never met Alex, and we had never done an international satellite link, and there were lots of technical issues, and it was going to be a special edition, but it was going to be live, and it was just fraught with peril. And I was really concerned because I didn't quite know where the guy's head was. But I made some assumptions based on the fact that, you know, we're talking about him getting back in a race car.
Right.
You know, that tells you pretty much everything you need to know. I was in no way prepared for the upbeat, positive, you know, I lost my legs, no big deal.
Wow.
Attitude that the guy had. He was making jokes about the fact that his new prosthetic legs are wonderful because if he needs to go uphill to the market to get things for dinner, he wants a little different setup than if he's coming back down the hill carrying a load, and he can adjust himself with what amounts to a quarter-inch Allen wrench.
Oh, my God. Right? Oh, my God.
It was not only hilarious, but it was, because he was in tears telling the story. He got tickled talking about it. But it was such a commentary on the human spirit. And again, I just kind of blundered into it. It was really heartwarming.
Everybody, you're listening to Dave Despain. His new show on MAV TV is The Dave Despain Show. And of course, you've probably seen him for years. How many years did you do Wind Tunnel?
We were in year 11 when Fox wised up and got rid of us.
Yeah, I think you got rid of Fox altogether. Anyway, that is funny. Now, real quick now, are married, kids? What's your story in life? I don't really know enough. I'd love to know a little more.
Married 30 years to a woman who loves dogs as much as I do. So we lost one last night. We said goodbye to the big male who was almost 12. Marlon was a... He had a checkered past, but we're pretty sure he was part Rottweiler, part Bloodhound, and just a wonderful, wonderful dog. So that's kind of tough. But we have seven still, and it's a circus at our house. Leaving them is hard. Coming home to them is wonderful.
Yeah.
And unlike kids who, you know, grow up and go away, well, we've maintained balance in our relationship by having the same number of dogs that I have motorcycles most of the time. We can stay pretty close to a balance there. The rest of it seems to take care of itself.
Now, are you, as far as being car guys, or do you new cars? Are you into the, you know, the Ferraris? Are you more
motorcycle guy?
Motorcycle guy?
Motorcycle guy from the beginning.
That's how
I got into it. That's what I wanted to be. I told you the story about how that got me into the television business.
Right.
My goal throughout my television career has been to have a motorcycle show. I had two of those during the course of the 30-year run. Both of them, like my real motorcycles, kind of slid out from under me. And I kept getting promoted into the car world because that's the way TV people see it.
And there's more money in the car world than there is in the motorcycle
world. And a lot of opportunity, yeah. And I have no complaints about it. I love cars. I mean, I used to go to drag races when I was 16, 17 years old.
So, that's great. All right.
I just love it all, but motorcycles are the way I got into it.
There you go. All right, hang tight. That question is coming in the next segment. Who is Dave Despain's hero? I'm Alan Taylor. This is Stock Car Radio, your source for all things motorsports, and we'll be right back. Are you stressed, depressed, isolated, or even angry? There's no need to struggle alone in the darkness anymore. Patriot Outreach is an organization lending support to our warriors, veterans, and their families who suffer from the effects of post-war trauma and stress. U.S. Army's Colonel Tony Monaco discovered a very private, simple, non-intrusive tool that's helped him immensely in overcoming extreme adversities, and it can help you too. It's confidential, it's effective, and it's powerful. To learn more, go to patriotoutreach.org and let the healing begin. Well, guys, I've had a great time talking with the one, the only, Dave Despain, his new show, The Dave Despain Show, on MAV TV. It's a 30-minute weekly show and interviewing drivers and other personalities from across the diverse American racing landscape. So, Dave, you know, I've been teeing up to this because in life I have people I look up to, and you're one of them. I mean, I take a personal, you know, kind of journey when I do my radio show with people like you. I'm actually going to copy everything you've said. I'm going to be the mini Dave Despain.
Good for you. I won't even ask for a cut.
There you go. I might even give you a percent or two. But at the end of the day, you know, I think we all look back in our lives and we go, man, this person had such a profound effect on me. And on my other show, I do a show called The Drive, which because I test drive new cars and what have you on that show. But and at the end of my interviews, I always like to say, all right, now we know what you drive. Now what drives you? But then on this show, I do a little different. I say, who's your hero? But that's the same person, isn't it? This person that may have had that impact on you. So who's your hero that had that impact?
Because you gave me a heads up, I made a list.
Oh, good.
I'll get through them quickly.
Okay.
Bart Markle, because I wanted to be a flat track motorcycle racer. And at the time I wanted to do that, he was the big dog.
Right on.
And spawned a whole generation of flat track motorcycle racers who were great. Bart Markle. Dan Gurney, because he and I come from the same roots. Motorcycle guy, in his case, became fascinated with auto racing and went on to do what I think are unprecedented things with those tools, but never lost his love for motorcycle racing.
Yep.
Ken Squire, partly for the reasons that we talked about. He, to me, was the epitome of broadcast cool. I mean, he was so good at what he did. But he and I have a common hero, and that's Chris Economaki.
Oh, yeah.
Was, you know, the legendary, you know, started covering racing in the 30s and covered it well into the teens before his death, and was working as hard the day he died as he was, you know, the day he started. Just incredible, and taught me the most important lesson. I can't do the voice, but I'll give it my best shot. Ken, just ask the guy a good question.
Right.
Best advice I ever got. And a guy that nobody knows outside of Hollywood by the name of Fred Reinstein, who taught me the work ethic and taught me how to write for television, which is probably the most valuable tool, aside from my great voice, that I've ever had. And the voice is God-given. So
yep.
In terms of heroes, I give Fred a lot of credit.
That's neat. Well, you know what? So some of the producers make the best hosts
because they
do their homework. They give a damn and just, you know, they end up being great hosts like you have obviously done. All right, we got about 2 minutes.
They don't get enough credit. I mean, you know, we're out front. We get the accolades. We get to be the stars of the show. But for every star of the show, there is a producer in the background who's willing to sacrifice that and take their satisfaction from making somebody else look good. And that's a big deal.
I totally agree. I said to my guys just a little bit ago, I said, you know, if I was a producer of the show, I'd want to be the best producer in the world because guess what? If the show does good, I'm going to feel good. And that to me, there's a value in feeling good about what you do, right?
there is, but it takes a huge, it takes a special kind of person to be willing to sacrifice, you know, all the glory and let somebody else sort of take all the credit for your hard work.
Boy,
that takes a special kind of person.
You're right. A
God
humble
knows
person.
I appreciate them.
Yeah, me too.
I've had a lot of good ones.
That's it. Well, everybody, his show, Dave Despain Show, just debuted April 25th. What time does it air every Friday night?
It's at 8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific.
Oh,
don't
good.
Ask me how they do that. 7 Central, 6 Mountain. And, even more magical, if you missed it last night, it'll be on again Sunday night.
Oh,
it re-airs in the same time slot.
Well,
so,
good.
8 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on Sunday night. John Force, as you have never heard him before, and me just doing what I do.
I can't wait. I'm going to watch it on MAV TV, everybody. Check your local listings for where you can find MAV TV. And if you don't have it, order it up on your cable box. Dave, it has been absolutely awesome. I want to have you on again and again and again. Is there anything I can ever do for you and the racing hobby and the car guy world? Please call on me. I am at your beck and call, okay?
Cool. I appreciate that. And you know my phone number now, so call me up anytime you want to talk about racing. That's what I do.
Excellent. Now tell me the name of your 7 dogs real quick.
Oh, wow. Boss. And Sparky, and
you got to look at them, don't you?
Well, none of them are around. Leonard and Shazam and Maggie. That's 5. Who am I missing? That's a trick question.
Now you know when you go in there, your dog that you missed his name, he's going to go
around here somewhere.
Dave Despain, you're the best. All right, watch him on MAV TV, everybody. I'm Alan Taylor. Dave, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alan. Great fun. I appreciate it.
We'll see y'all next week, same time, same channel, right here on Stock Car Radio. If the measure of a car was how many people it turned into people who love cars, the Subaru Outback would be worth its weight in gold, thanks largely to its symmetrical all-wheel drive. Unlike other systems that wait for a wheel to slip, it powers all four wheels all the time, all while with better fuel economy than midsize SUVs. And the fact that the Outback is made in a zero landfill plant doesn't hurt either. It's a car that is truly built to be loved. Love. It's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.